Good morning, and welcome to the midweek devotional Coffee with Ann. My last podcast focused on doubt and surrender, but I realized I wasn't quite done with the subject. So today, on this cool fall morning, I have a bit more to say about it. Please enjoy your coffee or other beverage of your choice as we visit. We have all been faced with situations we really didn't want to have to deal with. Even Jesus asked God, his Father, to spare him the coming suffering hours before his arrest. Matthew 26:36-39. Then Jesus went with his disciples to a place called Gethsemane, and he said to them, "Sit here while I go over there and pray." He took Peter and the two sons of Zebedee along with him, and he began to be sorrowful and troubled. Then he said to them, "My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. Stay here and keep watch with me." Going a little farther, he fell to his face to the ground and prayed, "My Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me. Yet, not as I will, but as you will." It was absolutely necessary for Jesus to go forward with God's plan to prove the power of sin and death was defeated and the good news of a better way of life had arrived. The trials we are faced with can be devastating too. At times, they seem to break us in their pain. But when there is nothing we can do, they can also be a step toward trusting our Lord with our pain and accepting his comfort and strength. Jesus asked, Jesus suffered, Jesus trusted his Father. Jesus felt what we feel. To me, the message here is, talk to the Father and request your needs, and then surrender your will to God's wisdom and will. Think about it. If God's will was good enough for Jesus our Lord, it's good enough for us, no doubt. And there's that word again, doubt. Doubt is my most dangerous enemy. Not doubting what the Lord can do, but doubting that his will for me or those I pray for will be the same as mine. That solutions will come to light right away, removing my doubts, worry, and fear of worst-case scenarios. Cancer is the perfect feeder of doubt, worry, and fear. I have talked to other cancer patients, and one thing we have in common is the knowledge that it can come back, or the cancer will mutate at some point, and the treatment that was working to hold it at bay will no longer be effective. And there you are at point A all over again. So we find ourselves, whether consciously or unconsciously, waiting for the other shoe to drop. This same scenario goes with all kinds of difficult situations in life. Relationships, health, not just cancer, financial issues, and on and on. Well, the other shoe has dropped. In fact, several shoes have dropped. As many of you know, my grandson is being treated for AML leukemia. As a result of the chemo treatment, he recently developed appendicitis and an intestinal infection. About the same time he was diagnosed with AML, it was determined a new lung cancer in the form of a mutation of the original had developed in my liver. Also, in the last months, there have been some difficult relational issues going on in our extended family. Then, on Monday evening, my temporary dental bridge literally fell out as I was brushing my teeth. At that point, I had to laugh. It has been a challenging year, 2023. In this season of life, I have learned and confirmed some things. Letting doubt, worry, and fear keep poking its head up will take my peace and joy away. I am certainly guilty of letting that happen. The second and very big learning is that when the shoe or multiple shoes drop in our lives, Jesus is always there to catch them. There are situations of all sorts that I've prayed for over the years. Admittedly, many of them were not answered the way I thought best or hoped for. Some were. But those that were not, as I look back on them, were answered in a perfect way. Much better than anything I could have hoped for. Just not as quick as I would have wanted. Not everything in life has a happy ending, as the world sees things. But there will always be a happy ending in life's timetable if we will stay out of the Lord's way and let Him do His work. The same with the present shoes. My grandson came home for 2 weeks on Sunday and has only one more cycle of chemo to go through. And the leukemia appears to be responding well to the treatment. With the potent antibiotics and care he was given, the appendicitis calmed down and the intestinal infection cleared up. The relationship problems in the family have moved towards some solutions. The temporary bridge has been glued back in place, and my oncologist is working on a treatment plan for my new cancer. In this season of my life, I have learned when the other shoe drops, Jesus is always there to catch it. I can trust the Lord always to catch the shoe or shoes and walk with me with comfort and strength. Trust and surrender bring serenity and peace. But, honestly, I know how hard it is to surrender dependence on yourself and give it 100% to the Lord. For me, it has been a road of ups and downs, times when my world's troubles were a path to peace, and times when all the Lord's working in my life seemed to be forgotten, and I acted out my need to be in control. Then comes the journey back to His peace and His open arms. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord, for always being there when the hard things of life happen, and there's little we can do about it. Help us to push away our doubts and worries and fears and lay them at your feet to handle. We thank you for the peace that comes when we surrender control to you, for you know the best way to handle all things life brings. In your precious name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. Thank you for being with me this morning, and may the Lord bless you and yours.